The issue of paternity is accepted as being hugely important, but everyone seems concerned only with children's rights and women's rights. Men's rights are ignored.
Do you think that paternity testing may be performed at birth as a standard practice in the future?
I wouldn't have thought so. I think because it is so deeply important, people will feel that it was an infringement of their rights. I can't see that anybody would be happy with that.
What I think she means is that she can't see how any woman would be happy with that.
Taking the test can be life-changing, and our recommendation to people who call us up on a daily basis before they even do the test is, you know, have you considered the consequences?
Any effect on the child are not due to the results of a paternity test. They're due to the actions of the mother. I would think that the consequences for the man should be foremost. But why is he not paying? I would pay even less, £0 a week, for a child that I thought wasn't mine.
We make excuses for women in their duplicity.
Quite often, I do find that when a man is not the father, the mother is very anxious about the results coming, and she will, because perhaps she already knows, she will be inquiring as to when the results are ready. She's more likely to ring up and say, "Here, why haven't I got my results yet?" But sometimes mothers genuinely don't know. Sometimes they're surprised because of dates, but, you know, there is always another candidate.
It's not that women are surprised or they don't know, they just don't care, as long as some man pays for their child. Any woman that dupes a man into raising a child that he thinks is his is an evil, sadistic con artist. It's an emotional and a financial crime. It's the kind of crime that makes your toes curl, and there needs to be a severe punishment for these mothers. But one man I spoke to thought not.
I certainly don't think that there should be any sort of legislation to punish women for anything like that. There is a penalty, or a risk of a penalty, in the sense that if she's found out, then there's a very strong chance that the family will break down.
That's like saying that if you steal money from your bank, it's punishment enough that if you get caught, the bank will close your account. Paternity fraud is such an awful crime because it has the potential to invalidate a man's life, to take his destiny away from him. A man might only have one child in life, which he believes is his and is his investment in the future and part of his family.
To find out in later life that the child isn't his, and his line will end with perhaps no chance to try again, betrays a man's very existence.
My mother was an only child, and so was my father. And I was their only child. So when I'm gone, I'm the end of the line. My family will be finished.
A woman doesn't need to care who the father is. She fulfills her role as a woman by bearing the child. A man, however, is dependent on a woman to fulfil his role. At the time of writing, I can't think of a worse crime, a greater betrayal of trust, or a worse abuse of a man than paternity fraud. Yet it's not even considered a crime in our male-dominated society.
However, if you were to slap your wife when you discover what she's done, well, that would get you locked up. That's abusive. There's no sense of outrage about the abuse being committed against men. When domestic violence is discussed, and wrongly blamed on men alone, there's outrage and demands for action and legal changes.
Lancashire have a very high arrest rate for domestic violence incidents. Others have a very low arrest rate.
But when paternity fraud is discussed, there's not even a suggestion of arrests or prosecution.
The answer is that lots of women are having lots of affairs. And a percentage of those are going to end up pregnant. Whether by accident or design, one could only speculate.
Well, I'm outraged by female behaviour. I want legal sanctions against these despicable women. Why is it that prenuptial agreements to protect men from the vindictiveness of women and paternity tests to protect men from the unfaithfulness of women are not seen, even by men, as being positive for men?
Dishing out the cold truth in all its glory isn't always exactly the right thing to do. One doesn't like the feeling that one day he might feel the doctors didn't tell me the whole truth.
Sometimes people's feelings possibly matter a bit more than being 100% honest.
But this relaxed attitude to the truth only seems to be the right thing to do when it's men that are kept in the dark. If done to women, this deliberate conspiracy against men's rights will be described as what it is, an evil, oppressive, sexist hate crime. Almost every man I've spoken to about this sees this as a negative issue of trust in the relationship. It's a bad thing for a man to seek a paternity test or a prenup.
One of the things that makes marriages work is sort of not just, it's kind of mutual interest and trust. And if you have all these devices to, if you're constantly double checking everything your partner does, that could be corrosive of trust as being one of the main ways that keeps people together. So you might think, oh, on the one hand, that would have the following obvious benefits of everyone knowing what's going on, but it might have more sort of deeper bad consequences of just, it's the same kind of argument people make about nuptial agreements, that a marriage contract, in principle, on paper it looks okay, but if it is an indication of or a cause of lack of trust between the partners, then that's not a good sign of a steady and successful marriage.
I think that this shows just how thoroughly the psychology of men is suppressed in our society. The very idea of having a paternity test is defined by how she might feel, how the kid might feel, what it means for the relationship, what it means for trust, etc., etc. It seems that men will not demand fair rights, whereas women won't shut up about them.
But I also think women should have a right to choose, and they should have a right to control their body, and that they should have an alternative, something that's safe.
Can I understand it?
Why should a man have to keep himself ignorant and vulnerable in order to have a trustful relationship, when women make no equivalent sacrifice?
If I take my mother's generation, my mother didn't know how much money my father earned. She had only the vaguest idea of what it was that he did for a living. He had very little to say to her. She lived on the money she was allowed to have.
If it's oppressive that a woman doesn't know where she stands financially and has to have blind faith in her husband, then how much more oppressive is it that a man doesn't know he's a father and has to have blind faith in his wife? Faith that's all too often misplaced.